Welcome to Proverb Per Diem, a daily podcast spending 31 days on a verse or a passage from the book of Proverbs. I am humbled, blessed, honored, and thrilled that you would take time out of your busy day to spend here. With that said, let's go ahead and dive in. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 1, "Do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them." There is something about being a young man and desiring rebellion. I'm not sure whether it's just being tired of being under so many different people's authority, or if it's just a step in a normal maturation process. The desire to push back against the authorities or the system that many of the adults simply accept as right and facts. Maybe it's part of the plan to keep us old people from getting complacent, because we're constantly confronted with new, younger people coming up with new ideas, strategies, and tactics. Because let's face it, innovation comes from people who refuse to accept things the way that they were. But the old people have their place too. To keep too much bad change from happening too fast and being detrimental to the process. Do not be envious of evil men. As a little boy, and surrounded by cousins who are around my age, we were constantly playing superhero games, saving each other, taking turns from being Batman or Superman or anybody else. Aquaman was tough because we weren't supposed to get in water that often. And then one day, a new friend was staying over and he joined into the game, but he didn't want to be the hero. He wanted to be the villain. And this was strange and crazy to me. We had always played by imagining the bad guy. We had always either been the superhero or the victim of the bad guy. But here was this kid, and he wanted to be the villain. He wanted to be the villain. And it makes sense. Who wants to be a helpless victim? Who wants to sit around and wait on a superhero to come sweeping in to save you, when you could be the bad guy and spend the majority of that game winning, and only losing at the very end? I think we have a tendency to do the same thing when we're growing up. I vividly remember the first time I learned of gangs in school, and I was fascinated. Here were people who did not wait for the police to save them. Instead, they became predators and dominated the scene until the very end. Then, I learned of other violent groups throughout history, like the Ku Klux Klan, the Black Panther Party, and no, those two groups are not the same as each other. I learned about Nazis, the Mongol conquerings, the Bloods, the Crips, the Vice Lords, and the list goes on and on. I was always looking to these groups, if I'm being honest, with a little bit of admiration, maybe even a little bit of envy, knowing that these groups terrified people and nobody would mess with them without catching pain. And I hate to admit it, but I wanted that for a long time. I wanted to be the guy that nobody would mess with for the fear of the swift retribution that would come. Nor desire to be with them. Don't desire to be around the people who are evil. If I was to have followed through with some of these stupid thoughts I'd had of being one of these tough guys, these villains, I would have made the biggest mistake of my life. Trust me when I say, after watching these groups and studying them for years, they all lose. And many lose everything, whether it's their life being taken by violence on the streets, or if their life is taken by being thrown in jail. Their family, or the opportunity to ever have a family, is taken from them. Their peace of mind, constantly having to look over their shoulder. You name it, these guys lose it. Now, they seem to be winning for almost the entire game, like the kid who wanted to be the bad guy in our games, but in the end they lose. And after the end, they lose again. Because see, this life is much shorter than the eternity that is coming after. They live it up here and now, but after this life, they are the biggest loser. And though you might think being with them is a good idea right now, you won't think that when it's over. Don't think that it has to be the violent groups only. There are a lot of different types of evil people in the world. This is just the one that sticks out in my mind most from my childhood. So what's the takeaway? Number one, evil seems fun. There's no doubt about it. Especially before we become believers, evil looks like the way to go. Takeaway two, don't envy them. Look beyond the immediate circumstance to the future situation. Evil will not last, much less win. 3. Don't desire to be near them. Being near or associated with them could sweep you into their coming punishment. I pray that as you have listened to this monologue from me to my sons, that God would take something that I said and speak to you today. And I also pray that He would protect me from having said anything that would be stupid and lead someone astray. And I pray that He protects you from being led in the wrong direction by something that I might have uttered. As we part ways, remember this: our circumstances are in God's hands. And whether those circumstances are good or bad, all that is required of us is to trust Him. Have a great day.